In today's Tafsir, we uncover the unique wisdom of Imam Ali as he offers an unconventional remedy for pain, blending Quranic insight from Ayah 4 of Surah An-Nisa with natural elements. Discover how three blessed components create a remarkable healing potion, revealing the connection between spiritual wisdom and physical health. Let's get started. Session 544, Chapter 4, Verse 4. Give women their dowry as a gift, and if they remit anything of it of their own accord, then consume it in satisfaction and ease. Chapter 4, Verse 4. A dowry is the money, goods, or property the groom brings to his bride at the time of marriage. But is the dowry a gift? No, it is a rightful compensation and a religious obligation. However, Allah wants to encourage Muslim men to approach giving dowries to women with the spirit of generosity and love rather than a mere legal obligation. Thus, the Almighty calls it a gift. Let's consider how this divine right honors women. In reality, when a man marries a woman, both parties derive equal enjoyment and benefit. Ideally, one might think that the woman doesn't need any additional compensation since she enjoys the companionship, intimacy, and children just as much as the man does. She will work at home while the man toils outside. Yet Allah ordained the dowry as a right for women. He says, "Give women their dowry as a gift." Here we ask, who is being addressed by the command, "and give"? There are two possible interpretations. First, it might be directed at her husband. Give women the dowry as a gift means that once a woman becomes a man's bride, he is obligated to give her the dowry. It could be in the form of an immediate payment upon marriage or as a debt to be settled once the man is financially able. The second interpretation is that the command "and give" is aimed at the woman's guardian. Unfortunately, in some cases, the guardian, who should protect her rights, takes the dowry for himself, depriving the woman of what is rightfully hers. For example, suppose the woman's father is dead, and her brother is now entrusted with the responsibility of guardianship. He may misuse the dowry and spend it on his family and children, robbing his sister of her heavenly right. Thus, this ayah could be directed at either the husband or the guardians. Both are valid understandings. Islam is a flexible and compassionate religion. Quite often, when Allah legislates rights, He simultaneously encourages acts of generosity. In the case of the woman's dowry, the Almighty says, "And if they remit anything of it of their own accord, then consume it in satisfaction and ease." Here, Allah first clarifies that the dowry belongs to the bride, addressing both the husband and guardian. However, He also allows room for kindness. If the woman chooses to reduce or forgive any part of her dowry, it becomes permissible for the recipient to accept it. This gesture can strengthen the marriage, nurture love between the couple, and enhance family bonds. The critical point is the woman's genuine willingness to remit part of the money to her parents, guardian, or husband. There should be no pressure, sense of obligation, or nudging the bride towards relinquishing what is rightfully hers. God says, "And if they remit anything of it of their own accord." Perhaps the groom is starting a business, or her parents are in debt, and she would like to help. The term "consume it in satisfaction" is translated from the Arabic "hani'an," which means something enjoyable to eat and easy to swallow. However, just because you feel satisfied with the taste and texture of a food, it does not mean it will pass comfortably through your digestive system. How many times did you eat an amazingly tasting meal only to feel awful later? Food may be satisfying at the moment, but not wholesome. That is where the phrase "and ease" comes in. It is translated from the Arabic "mari'an." The ideal food is the one delightful to eat, gentle on your digestive system, and promotes health. Known as a wellspring of knowledge, Imam Ali was blessed with profound insight and the ability to offer wise guidance. he was approached by a man suffering from persistent pain. Although not a physician, the man hoped Imam Ali's wisdom would solve his stubborn pain. Imam Ali told the man, "Take 2 dirhams from your wife's dowry and buy honey with them. Dissolve the honey in rainwater that has just fallen, as it is fresh from the heavens, then drink it." Ali, may God be pleased with him, continued, "For I heard God say about the water that descends from the heavens, and we send down blessed water from the sky." Chapter 50, verse 9. "And I heard him say regarding honey, in it there is healing for people." Chapter 16, verse 69. "And I heard him say about the wife's dowry, so eat it in satisfaction and ease." From Ayah 4 of Surah An-Nisa. "If blessings, healing, and wholesomeness unite in your medicine, God willing, the Almighty will grant you health." Imam Ali wisely combined 3 blessed elements mentioned in God's book to create an effective treatment, much like a pharmacist formulates a remedy from various components. If you learn something new today and enjoy stories that deepen your understanding of the Quran, we invite you to subscribe to our channel. Next week, we will delve into Allah's guidance on managing the money and property of the mentally disabled. Hit the bell icon to ensure you don't miss out on any upcoming Tafsir sessions.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.